poppin' bees. Welcome back to Beer Sauce. My name is Nicholas Saulers, and today I am joined with
Derek Zhu.
No DREAKZHU today, bro?
DREAKZHU.
New you. I mean, new year, new you.
No, the new year called for a 5-second pause before I spelled it out.
Okay.
No, I let the audience spell it out first.
Yeah, I see it. Because they were expecting it. They knew it was going to come, right?
Yeah.
So this is the very first episode of Beer Sauce recorded virtually. So you might notice that me and Derek's voices sound a lot different from usual because we're not using the same microphones anymore. Derek is on his headset and I am on the official Beer Sauce microphone. So you're going to notice a bit of difference in audio, but due to Omicron just fragging out recently and popping off, we've had to not record in person anymore. But yeah, we're here and there might be a bit of a Discord delay. Derek, you know more about technology. Speak about that.
It's just like there will be a delay in how fast Nico can hear me. So like we might cut each other off a lot, but that's not because we want to. It's just because like he doesn't hear me as I'm speaking. There's like a millisecond delay.
Mm-hmm.
So
And
it's like he's Doctor Strange.
It's like
he's
Doctor
Strange. He's like a back in time a little bit.
But so coronavirus set us back a really long time. This was, as I spoke about this for a bit last episode, but I originally wanted to do this a very, very long time ago. And it was delayed because as we were going to start, Corona kicked in, and then we waited a couple years and a lot of stuff came up too. Like I could not have done it. There's a lot of like emergencies that happened and it just wasn't a feasible thing that we could have done. What does feasible even mean, dude? What
like
is feasible?
Possible.
Okay, I guess it makes sense.
I think it's interesting how you say Corona. Like I know like 90% of people say COVID now. I haven't heard the term Corona in a long time.
Why did they call it Corona? Because isn't Corona a name of an alcohol company?
They should call it Rio.
Don't call it Rio. That's my favorite drink, dude.
I'm taking a sip as well.
Yeah, take a sip of the Rio. But so now we're back to this, and I avoided starting Beer Sauce for a very long time because I didn't want to record online, but it looks like we're going to be doing that hopefully for not too long. But yeah, so first episode of the year, which is coming out. This is currently being recorded on the 5th of January, and it's going to come out on the 14th. But my gosh, it's been a year since we recorded an episode. No, I'm not going to do that.
Come on,
that's
bro.
Cringe.
We're too old for that.
That's cringe. I'm not going to do that, bro. But oh my gosh. But do you make like New Year's resolutions?
No.
Do you know people that are like, this year I'm going to like go on my phone less or something? Like
not that they told me.
Do you know people that make like a New Year's resolution, like actual resolutions though, of like working out or something like that? Because I don't know a lot of people that do that.
I'm not close with that many people, so maybe it's just like they won't tell me their New Year's resolutions because I never ask. But
do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Yeah, well, I never really had a New Year's resolution before because I was just lazy and I just wasn't self-aware enough to actually want to improve myself. But yeah, I have New Year's resolutions this year. How
like
about you?
I feel like my New Year's resolutions aren't like stereotypical drink
like
less
the gym
or something
like
that.
Damn. No, that's got to be mine.
That's got to be yours, bro. Mine is, I don't know. But
I think mine are pretty broad.
But I feel like, hey, I feel like I do have maybe not resolutions, but goals in mind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's always good.
But
to
that's
have
sort of a resolution at the same time. But what, give me like an example of a resolution you have.
Should we start with let's take it slow, right?
Let's take it slow. Take it. Wow.
Let's take it slow.
You're prepared for
well,
this.
Well, yeah. Well, I think this is a very basic one, but like read more. Because I've always
read more.
Yeah, because I like remember in the summer I bought a shit ton of books, right? Because I thought that would like push me to read. But since I'm the like, I really wanted to read before bed so I wouldn't be on my phone and the blue light wouldn't hit my retina and
Turn
shit.
on night
So I
mode,
sleep.
bro. Night mode.
Well, yeah, it's like 8. But if I'm reading before bed, like I'm not gonna want to read. I'm just gonna be tired, right?
I see you. I see you.
So I never just read, but I do want to read more because I think one, I think I don't want to sound like my mom because this is what my mom said like every like a lot when I was a kid. Like reading does really like help your brain function. You know, it stimulates your brain, and
You know what
especially
else
since I'm on a gap
stimulates your
year.
brain, bro? You know what else
What,
stimulates your
Rocket
brain?
League?
Yeah, TikTok, dude.
Yeah, and not in a critically like it doesn't actually allow you to critically think about anything. And I would like to expand my vocabulary. Especially on the gap year, my brain hasn't really been stimulated or in use. I've kind of been on autopilot for the past couple of months. I would definitely want to be like, well, I just want to gain more knowledge and literary or like be more articulate, I guess. So read more.
Damn,
Yeah, I
read
think
more.
read more.
Dude, that's okay. In my
Your
opinion,
turn.
reading is really like boring, but there are a couple good books, and I will give
Let's
you
hear
some
them.
that you should read. Cause I've
Flat Stanley.
okay, Flat Stanley, number one. Number two, Big Nate. Really good
Oh.
book, bro. Number three, Calvin and Hobbes.
Oh.
Number four, Scott Pilgrim.
Geronimo.
Scott Pilgrim, the comic book series, so good. Number
Is
five,
there a
Batman
girl with
Begins.
pink hair or a blue hair
Yeah.
in it? That one?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ramona Flowers. But okay, this is by far the best book I have ever read.
Dog
I've read
days.
a very small amount of books, but out of all of the books in my entire life, this one is by far my favorite, and I do think it is the best book ever written, and
Okay.
I will challenge anyone who says different. Look this up, but I have a copy and I'll give it to you. It's called Swim the Fly. Look it
Swim the
up.
fly.
Yeah, look it
I,
up. It's
okay, I
really
thought it
good.
was gonna be a troll book.
No, it's
Three
actually good.
boys, one summertime goal. To get laid. Wait, I was just trolling. Wait, that's actually the goal. What
Yeah.
the fuck?
It's a good. Okay. No,
Wait,
so
I was literally just trolling, and
basically,
that's actually the.
did the surface level is weird. But it's actually good. It's about three young men who have a summer goal of seeing a girl naked by the end of the summer. And it is honestly the best book I have ever read in my entire life. Nothing. Yo, Swim the Fly sponsored Beer Sauce Podcast, if you're cool. But it's so
Sounds
good.
like our summer goal.
He'll be here all night, guys. But no, wait, so reading's a resolution for you? Like, just
Yeah.
do re more reading. Have
I
you
think.
tried to do it yet? It's been 5 days into the year, but have you tried?
You see, like, there's
Bro.
see, there's some buffer period before, because you know, like New Year's and Christmas is a hectic time, and then you take like a week for a buffer period, and then you start the resolutions. You know what I'm saying?
Brom, let's check in 2 weeks. Let's check
No,
in 2 weeks and
I
let's
have
see where you're
books.
at.
Like
Yeah.
I
Name
have
me
books.
one book you have, bro.
The Picture of Dorian Gray.
Like
I have that.
Finding Dory, like the
Yeah,
movie.
same. Yeah, same shit,
Oh,
basically.
sure. I see, I
I
see, I
just like
see.
bought like classic literature because I wanted it to be
Ew,
like
bro,
misal.
why did you buy cl That's so boring.
Well, I don't know. I want it to be our. I want to be a distinguished gentleman, Nicholas.
You
Yeah,
want to you want to be
I
a distinguished
want to walk
gentleman?
around in a suit
Damn.
and s smoke cigarettes for the aesthetic
For the aesthetic?
and drink wine.
Damn.
Yep.
Damn. Get a what's like a good like
And live in France.
what's that drink James Bond orders? Reuben with the rocks or whatever?
I have no idea. I've
Okay.
never watched James Bond.
Oh, you've never watched James Bond?
No.
You should watch
Like,
Casino Royale.
my mom would watch it and I would like be 5 years old and like watch the action, but I have absolutely no idea. I just know Skyfall by Adele.
Good
That's
song.
it. Love
Solid
Adele.
song. Me and Dirk listen to that all the time when we grind. Like grind
Yeah.
video games.
Let's you have to explain in more detail if you're
Context, context. But I think
What's one of yours?
okay, one of mine, ooh. Okay, it's not like a read more kind of thing, Maybe, I don't know. I kind of just want things for next year, but they can't, like, I can obviously take part in making those things happen, but some of it is up to luck as well.
Yeah, just like
Like,
reading, you know.
no. Yeah,
Just
just
like
like reading.
sometimes I want to read. Like that's a
Okay.
lucky day.
I think, like, obviously, you know, success is something that I would strive for next year,
Success.
with whatever it is that I do with Beer Sauce, CJSF, casting, editing, whatever it is that I want to, whatever it is I choose to do, I hope to find success in that. And obviously, I'm going to make sure to put in the work, because you know, I feel like I work pretty hard,
You do.
and
This kid works hard.
gah! But my fault.
Whoa. Did Venom just come out?
Yo.
That was Venom.
But I feel like, yeah, I feel like for next year, obviously success in the chosen jobs that I would like, and the chosen passions that I have found. And that's not really a that obviously I can that's that, a big part is that a big part of that is up to me and whether I continue to put in the work that I put in, and I will make sure to do that. But some of it is just up to chance.
Yeah, so I guess your New Year's resolution would be like
Get better
keep
luck.
or just like
Continue to
keep
work
working
hard.
hard. Yeah, keep, work hard, work harder maybe. Hey, can't work too hard though.
Okay, last year, me looking at myself a year before, I was dumb, dude.
Oh,
I want to be
well.
able to look at myself a year from now, like my future self a year from now. I want that guy to look at me and be
And be
like,
dumb.
that guy was stupid, bro. I that's what I want, dude. For me to look at myself a year from now and realize that I'm a dumbass. 'Cause right now I think I'm like mediocrely okay, I guess. But a year from now, I want to be able to reflect and be like, yeah, I'm a shithead, bro.
Yeah, and if I think I've done that every year so far, which is good, but the year that I don't do that, it'll be like, wait, right?
Whoa, I'm an
Like,
adult.
did
I've
I?
peaked now.
Yeah, that's how you know when you peaked. If you can't look back at yourself and be like, I there, like that's how you know when you peaked mentally. Like, wow, I don't think I was dumb last year. And if you, how you know if you peaked physically is if you don't look back at yourself 1 year ago and been like, damn, I was ugly.
Damn. What? Why is that actually kind of true, though?
Well, no, like look back at yourself a year ago, like physically,
Yeah.
right? Like, what did you, how do
I
you
was
think you
kind of
looked?
weird, bro.
Me
I literally looked
too.
like I looked like a turtle, bro. I looked like a turtle you could buy off the street.
Oh God. Oh
But
God.
no, yeah, dude, I feel like I was so different a year ago. Like, even especially like I look at myself in two different ways, and one of those ways is pre-quarantine era, and then it's now. And I feel like those are two very, very
Oh.
different people that would not get along.
I have like three eras.
What are your
Dude, we should
eras?
put our like different eras in a room and let them fight. I have Valorant era. So that was like
Yeah,
when
you
COVID
Derek had
started.
his gamer era, bro.
Like I would, it was wake up, play, sleep, repeat for like March till September. That's when university started, right? Or did we?
I don't even know. Yeah,
Yeah,
probably.
I can't really tell. It was no memories from that era. And then I had my university era. Absolutely brutal. And then post university era, I guess, which was like 2 months. But that was like the worst era of my life. And then
Gabagoo.
Sarah, baby.
I
That's
have
where
to
we're at
blur
right
that
now.
out, bro.
Gabagoo
Or
era.
the Gabagoo era?
It's,
Okay.
well, we'll just say like from September to, or no, from
When
October
Derek
till right
started
now.
working. When Derek started working.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like for me, like when I was like, oh my God, just when I was pre-quarantine, I feel like I'll tell you, I feel like I was much more extroverted. I could definitely go into situations like what do you call it when you're talking to somebody?
Social
Yeah, I feel
interaction.
like I go in a lot of social interactions with a lot of people for a super long time, and I would get energized by that. And now I think it's the opposite. When I
Really?
hang out with people for after like maybe like 4 or 5 hours, I'm tired. Like I want to go home. And I feel like that in 'cause in quarantine, dude, like I like the household I am in am the household I am in definitely like made sure to follow a lot of the guidelines and every, to follow all of the guidelines. So I was, you know, in home or in my house for a really long time, just in my room, and that was basically my life.
Yeah, I
And
think
then
that, well, no, that just like has a lot of effect on your like how you function and how your brain decides to function.
yeah, and I think it was like a year and a half of that. So, 'cause I remember I didn't see Seb for like almost a year, and Seb's one of my best friends, and I didn't see him for almost a year, 'cause Derek's yawning, so he muted.
Hey,
But
it's my
wait,
pleasure.
dude, I have to pee so bad, bro. I just drank that Rio. Let me.
Oh man.
Wait, no, let me go. I'll literally be only
Okay.
20 seconds, but I
Okay.
have to.
Okay, go.
What were we talking about?
Oh my, that was, did you wash your hands?
I
It's
washed my
fine if
hands
you
with my
didn't.
pee. I'm taking that out. That was weird.
You
But
just
yeah.
don't touch your genitals when you pee,
How do
and
you.
then you don't have to
What?
wash your hands.
What do you mean?
Just use like a napkin or something if you really need to.
Wait, do you do this?
It's called efficiency, baby.
Wait. You use a napkin
Or
to.
like a that the paper t what is it called? Toilet paper.
Charmin?
Yeah. You just dude, if it's a rush and I have to go to the washroom, I'll go really fast. I'm not gonna wash my hands. I'm gonna come back.
Yeah.
Cause you don't have to wash your hands if you didn't touch your. This can't go in.
This can't go in the. But so
You're
yeah,
talking
I
about
think.
Seb.
Oh yeah. So like, I definitely think I became way more. I think introverted definitely, but was that a good or a bad change? Because I wanna work in broadcasting, some sort of broadcasting at least. Is being more introverted good for that kind of job? But there was definitely changes from me throughout the years, good and bad changes. But what about you?
Wait, when you say like would you say you're introverted now?
I think
'Cause
I'm
you're
I think I'm the most introverted I have ever been now.
but that's still like very extroverted in my
Yeah,
like
that's still extroverted for yeah, I do think so, but that's like
I think introvert and extroversion is I could talk about for a long time. 'Cause for the longest time I was introverted 'cause I was surrounding myself with a lot of introverted people and there's nothing wrong with that. But I think deep down I didn't want to be introverted. So I think I'm at the most extroverted point in my life, and you're at the most introverted point in your life. I
And then
think that's
they've just
very
evened out.
interesting. I think you got a bit on me.
A bit of more extra, because I used to love social interacting, and because you know you go to school for 6 7 hours a day by mandatory, and then after that you sometimes hang out with people, like you're having a lot of practice with social interaction, and I definitely think not practicing that for like a year, literally a year. In solitude, you will be your brain
Crushed.
chemistry will change. And I've definitely think like I have changed through introversion. Like there's been a lot of things throughout the years that good and bad changes, but that's probably the biggest one that I can recognize at the moment.
Would you say you're more comfortable being alone now, though?
Ooh, actually,
Because,
yes.
yeah.
Yeah, because I don't even know, because like I definitely think at first it was kind of hard to get used to like not going out. So I just kind of drowned myself in content or just distracting myself. But I do feel
That's what
like,
everybody did.
yeah, I feel like I definitely can be alone now, and I won't. bash my head in to a brick
Yeah.
wall.
I think for me, I'm probably at the point in life where I'm the least comfortable alone. I know I used to do everything alone for a bit, and I was like completely fine with it. And I'm still like fine with it. I still go out to eat by myself and everything, but there are definitely like if I go 2 days without talking to somebody, I probably like feel lonely.
Yeah, I would
And
feel
I
that as
used
well.
to like I used to do that for like a month or 2 months. I did that for the entire month of September, and I was just like I don't know, I didn't realize what I was missing, I guess. Like I'll really go to work when I'm not working just to talk to people in the back if I haven't or if I feel I need the social interaction. But I mean, that just comes with the extroversion, right?
Wait,
It's
what about through the years, through your change, what was like a good change? Because we were talking about good and bad changes. What was like a good
Oh, good
or bad
change.
change? Like, what's a good change that happened to you?
I'm a lot less anxious just being outside.
Ooh, like interacting with people?
Oh, wow, I don't remember the. This is gonna sound so cocky, but I haven't. The feeling of anxiousness is like. I haven't felt that in a while, and it feels great. Like I feel like my shoulders. Like I felt like I've just like. Something has been released from my shoulders, like a weight. Because I used to be so anxious just going out and doing anything and talking to people and just like doing activities, dude. And I'm not saying like I am perfect now. I'm never anxious. Like
Just less anxious.
I'm a lot more comfortable out of my comfort zone, especially socially. I'm a lot less anxious like in social situations. And I like being in social situations now, whereas before I'd probably say I disliked it. So I think that's a very good change. I feel like I was always like a people person deep down. I just never had the opportunity to like find that part of me. So that was a good change,
What
I
about a
think.
bad one though?
A bad one? What was your good change?
I think a good thing for me, maybe, like a good change, I guess, has potentially been like perspective, maybe.
Ooh.
I had to go to a hospital for about a month and a half in America to take care of my grandma. And in that hospital, I saw a lot of people going through their lives,
Oh.
and I definitely became, I think even through going through quarantine, going through like just being by myself and having like all these different emergencies in my life, I definitely feel like it's helped me like realize that shit's not that bad for me, at least.
Yeah.
Like I can think, oh shit, I my my fucking laptop is trash and I can't run Rocket League, but it's also like people are dying and shit and people are like in hospitals, so I kind of like dude, think about it. Sometimes I'll be like, fuck, my AirPods suck, I need new AirPods or whatever,
Yeah.
like, but then at the same time I can walk over to this magical thing called a sink and get free clean water.
Free water.
Like I think I've definitely like per I think perspective has been a good change, is and I feel like it's been good for me because it makes things not as bad as they are. Like if I
Yeah.
was stressed about a test in something, like I used to be stressed about tests in school, and
Which is
obviously
fine.
yeah, obviously yes, I'm still very stressed about it, and it's good to be stressed about tests because it means that you care, and it means that I guess like you're, I don't know, but.
Yeah.
Like now I've been able to, I guess, calm that part of my stress down through just knowing that, hey, I'm good. I'm
You
good
good.
compared
We
to a
good.
lot of people right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, overall, I basically got a fucking grip. And I w hope to get more of a grip in the future.
It's funny 'cause I think we both got grips this year. Like I definitely got a grip. Like I'm just happy with myself. Like, would you agree? Like,
I think I'm happy with who I am, and I guess I feel like this is a controversial opinion, and I do not intend this to make me sound cocky in any way. I don't mean that. I don't mean it like that at all. I mean it to be way more humilitizing than being cocky.
What was that word?
I don't know, like I don't know, like humility, you know, humility, but humilitizing. Like I want it to be more humilitizing sounding than cocky sounding, but don't Google it, please. But ever since I was a kid, even now, I always got made fun of my height, because for this is an audio podcast, so you obviously can't see me, but I am
How tall
quite
are you?
small. I'm 5'6", and the
Hey.
average male is like 5'9". And ever since I was a kid, I remember one of my friends that I had in school. He would every day he'd be like, "Dude, you're so small. Why are you so small?" And I'm like, "I don't know, bro. My mom's 4'10". Like, it's just genetics." But I think ever since I was a kid, I got not bullied, but called out on my physical height so much that I do not give a fuck anymore. Like, if someone was like, "I could make you sit 6 foot right now," I would actually have to think about it, because I
Ooh.
don't care. Like, I am pretty, like, it's not that bad. Like, I think through a lot of getting called small and shit like that, I've just been able to just be happy with I guess the person that I am. And did you just burp? Why do you keep
No.
muting when you make weird noises, bro?
Because I don't want it to. I'm looking out for the listeners,
True,
you
true.
small boy.
Dude, I just had a deep conversation and you're fucking my shit up. Dude, chill, bro. But yeah, I think what was the question? Like, are you happy with yourself? I kind of went on a rant. I might cut some of that out.
No, that was a good rant, dude.
But like,
That
yeah,
was just
I
authentic.
got made fun of a lot for my height, and I sort of I don't I never cared. Like, I used to care a bit. I like after I think like I was maybe 16, I was sort of just okay with who I am. Obviously, I would like to make changes, but I'm okay, bro. I'm happy with it. Like I'm happy with the cards that I've been dealt.
Yeah. Like physically, same. We both are sexy Nico.
Dude.
I've been thinking like for like the past 30 seconds when you were ranting, like who was the kid that kept calling you small? And I just couldn't. You gotta let me know later.
Nah,
We
bro,
can.
I don't think you know them, but it's like everyone, dude. Like
Oh yeah.
people like
Gabagoo.
yeah, I'll gabagoo him out.
Yeah.
But like just people like that, like
I was definitely
by like
Gabagoo.
dude,
Yeah.
like all those people, bro. That's just how like people are just gonna do that. And I did not like after a while, I did not care. Like I'm like, true, bro.
Immunity.
I'm
You
literally.
got the vaccine by just
Yeah.
people saying it so much.
But I do think that people like saying shit towards me about my height, I'm fine with that. But it's like other things. I think like as an example, like say we get like a hate comment or something on Beer Sauce. We've gotten a
Yeah.
couple hate comments.
Yeah.
That shit'll put me off for a bit. I'm not gonna lie. Like
Really?
I remember this one guy was like, "Y'all are dumb," or some shit. And then I asked
Yeah.
Lucas, I was like, "Should I remove this comment? Like, I don't want it to put other people off." And then Lucas went on that guy's profile, screenshotted it, and sent it to me, and was like, "You're good, bro. Look at this guy." And I definitely like, I don't know. If you want to make me feel genuinely bad about the person I am, and if you want me to feel bad about my achievements and what I'm working towards, do it now, because in a couple months, I hopefully won't
Bro's gonna
care
be
anymore.
immune.
I hopefully just won't give a fuck anymore. So if you want me to feel bad about who I am, insult me now, not
Everybody
later.
call him short in the comments. Everybody
Yeah,
make hate comments right now.
do it now, because in a bit, I will not pay attention to them anymore. Like even now, say someone left a hate comment on Beer Sauce and were like, "This podcast sucks. Fucking the host sucks." That
Yeah,
would put me
not
off for a
Derek
bit.
though.
Yeah, not Derek's cool though, but everyone else sucks. That would put me off, and I think through time, obviously, I will get used to that, but I guess that's just something I'm working towards.
I think I can give you an entirely new perspective. I was the guy leaving hate comments before.
Whoa.
I used to be a complete asshole on the internet. This was like 7th grade, right? So this wasn't necessarily my fault. Obviously, ethically, I didn't do some things I said weren't right. And it's important that I could actually realize that. And I got that phase like over with, and I can realize that I was an asshole kid. But as the person that was leaving hate comments, like leaving hate comments, you have to be like somewhat of a bad person to do, dude. Like I was a messed up kid. That's why I
You're
would leave
also
hate
12,
comments.
but yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I was 12 and I was a messed up kid that didn't know anything. And I was with the wrong crowd. So generally, if someone
Dude,
leaves a hate
you make that
comment,
sound like you're like hanging out with drug dealers.
well, I remember
Whoa.
the Roblox guys, man.
The
So
Roblox guys.
generally speaking, think about it like this. This is gonna sound cocky, but I want to be humiliated. What was the word?
Humilitization.
Yeah. There's a 99% chance that you're just better than the person that left the hate comment. Like, you're just
Damn.
better. Like, there's
Damn.
literally a 99% chance that you are in a better position in life and just like with values and everything. And just a better human being than anybody who leaves a hate comment on you. And that 1%, well, that's tough. But the
GG's
99%, like, I'm telling you, like, people leave hate comments because they project their own self-hatred. Like, I was a weird kid.
But yeah,
Like...
overall this year, this is like turning into a like a New Year episode. I didn't really mean it to turn into a New Year episode. As usual, we go off, but do you like overall this year, decent?
Oh, first, like the thing is, I have a recency bias, right? So the past 4 months have been really good. Like October, November, December. Okay, that's 3 months. I lied. October, November, December have probably been the best years of my life. But September was probably the worst. And everything leading up to September was the most mid thing ever. Like, the difference between October and like everything else was it's mid. So, like, recency bias is kicking in. And I want to say it's a good year. But realistically, if only 3 months of it were good, was it a good year? I don't know. But I feel good now. I ended the year
That's
well.
what
You know,
matters.
we ended on a win, right?
You ended up, yeah. I think for this year, for me, I don't know if I felt good. I'm tired. I don't even
Need
know.
some sleep.
I think I feel I think I feel like this year for me was a lot of things getting started. Like a lot of new shit happened this year.
Yeah.
And I think this year was for sort of ignition. I want next year to be execution. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But obviously, maybe next year it won't happen. Maybe next year we will be exactly where we are right now,
No, that's fine.
recording on a foosball table in my mother's basement. And that's okay, because it takes a really long time to find success sometimes. And that's fine. I'm just gonna keep working.
Yeah, it's your own story. It's your own life. You can't be like, it'll hit its, like, your story moves on, right?
Yeah.
So you can't be like delayed or anything. I think, yeah, no rush.
Yeah,
If it happens, it happens.
I think there's a thing with instant gratification. And obviously everyone is affected by that. Like everyone wants gratification. But I am prepared to run into no gratification, no reward for a long time. And
Yeah.
I'm ready for that. Obviously, it would be cool if we could skip that part. But I understand that it's going to take a lot of work and a lot of time to get to where I want to go, and I am okay. I have come to peace with that fact. But yeah, wait, what was like the New Year stuff that we wanted to talk about? Do you think we went through all of it?
Don't know. I have no idea.
Wait, did
Last
we
thing I
talk
remember
about what
was.
you want?
Oh yeah. You asked me how I changed positively, but you didn't ask. And then I asked you how you changed positively, but we haven't hit the negative yet. So, how I changed negatively this year. Well, the thing is, my positive change only like occurred in the recent months, but my negative change.
Like, no, through this year and like all the past years until and how
Oh.
did we get to Derek today? How did we get to this version of Derek? And what negative things or positive changes had to happen for you to get to where you are?
A lot of isolation, a lot of introversion, a lot of not wanting to do things. I don't know. I was an anxious kid, right? I didn't like talking to people. I didn't like to be sociable. Dude, it sounds cringe. Like, I don't want to make myself seem like the dude in the corner of the class, but I
You
was
weren't
that
that.
guy
I don't think
in
you were
grade.
that
I
guy.
was in grade 8. You didn't
Oh,
know me in grade
shoot.
8. I
Maybe you
think
were that
every
guy.
year in high school, I like progressed a little. You can ask people. Like, I would put people off. Like, I didn't have friends. I didn't want friends in grade 8. But that's grade 8. Anyways, but first year uni was really bad. Just
Like
because.
loneliness was?
No, not loneliness wise, because I didn't know what it felt like to like actually have a social life, kind of. Like, outside of my like small inner circle, I never really like put myself out there throughout high school, right? Like, you could agree.
I think I think you were definitely like
A little bit in grade
you
12.
made friend like you made a lot of new friends. I think grade 12 was by
Grade
far
12,
your prime for your social circle.
which was not anything compared to right now.
Yeah.
So.
Now you're at, I definitely think you are I like okay, we might go off topic here, but I think I want to say I definitely admire like the person that you dude, this is weird, bro.
No, it's not. Hit me. Hit me, brother.
Okay. He's getting ready. Why are you taking your shirt off, dude?
It's
I definitely think I admire you for the amount of integrity, not integrity, but the amount of the amount of maturity that you have been able to do in
Thank you.
life. Yeah.
I it's a year ago, if you asked me, like, you. Holy sh I don't know if I've talked to you about this, but a year ago, I was so emotionally unavailable. Like, what you just said there was like a totally normal conversation for me. But a year ago, if you asked me, because you used to ask me how my day was, and I would just cringe. And that was because I was so like emotionally undeveloped and unavailable that like I didn't know what it was to like actually have an emotional connection at all. So when you asked me how my day was, I'd be like, what the fuck is this guy talking about? I'm cringing. I want to shit. I want to pee. Like, I have a nosebleed. But now, like, that compliment hit different.
I got you, bro. No,
Yeah.
but like you've had a lot of changes that I admire and I hope to obviously have as well.
Yeah.
And I think like you have a big issue with I think me as a person is I definitely obviously yes I like as a teenager, I am still a teenager, but definitely in high school and now I've been able to succeed or have be comfortable in social situations. But I've felt a lot of the time that I need to either please or prove myself to the other person. Like I definitely felt I still am this, but just less of it. I definitely felt like I was a people pleaser, just not as much as I am as I used to be at least. But I definitely used to every new person or every social interaction I would have, I would always feel a need to prove myself to that person. Like I would whenever I would meet somebody whenever anything I would just be like I need to prove myself to you I need to make this worth your time and I think that's still an issue for me and that's something I'm gonna have to work on but I always feel like I second guess myself in social situations or I just feel like a people pleaser and say I had a weird or cringy interaction like if I ran into someone that I haven't talked to in a while and it was like a bit cringe
You're thinking about it in the shower.
I'm thinking about that for like a long time and it's like subsided now. It's still there, but I sort of admire you for not for not giving a fuck, but for not feeling a need to constantly please every single person around you.
Thank you. Well, I don't think, like, I do feel that
I think everyone does that to a certain
everyone does
extent
it.
because
Yeah,
it's a
everyone.
survival instinct.
Yeah, everyone does it. I think it's hard to reflect on that for me because I didn't really, like, for you, it was for new people, right? But I didn't really get to meet any new people for a long time. But what I guess the question is, like, what when does it stop becoming people pleasing and just caring about somebody,
Yeah, because
you know?
like as an example, like say I was in a social interaction, I would
Yeah.
be giving 100% and they wouldn't have to give any percent because I'm already giving
And
everything. But
oh,
now it's more 50-50. Like,
yeah,
why should I have to prove myself to you?
exactly.
What makes me want to, why do I need to prove myself to you? Obviously, you should not have to prove yourself to me either. But it needs to be that 50-50 balance and both people putting effort into it.
That's
'Cause
good.
I used to, dude, I used to hang out with some fucking fungi in high school, bro. I used to literally hang out with actual algae, bro. But these
You
people
said
were
fun guy.
no,
Like a
dude.
fun guy.
No, fungi like the mushroom. But I used to always feel like, I don't know. I feel like I hung out with a lot of people that I didn't really like, but I still felt a need to prove myself. Like as an example,
Gabagoo.
I'll
Gabagoos.
gabba goo them out, of course.
Yeah.
But like these people were like people I didn't like at all, but I still felt a need to prove myself to them and make me worth their time. You know what I mean? But
Yeah.
now, looking back, why did I do that? Why did I waste my precious thoughts and time doing that? Like I gave them 100% and I should not have done that. They were fucking
Yeah.
dickholes. I didn't want to hang
Like
out with them, bro.
you know what's an honor to be a friend with you?
Shut
Like
the fuck up, bro.
no, like for real. Like you are such a
Stop.
unique individual.
Bro.
Like it is actually an honor. So people need to put the effort in because it's not like you're just a ran like you're not just a random guy. Like you're Nicholas fucking Sollers,
Bro,
bro.
shut the fuck. I'm editing this out of the podcast, bro.
You're keeping it in. See?
Dude.
And I didn't cringe when I said that at
Yeah.
all.
Oh my God. Why are we so epic, bro? I definitely think in social situations that I would always feel a need to prove myself or and give 100%, but it needs to be more of that 50-50. Whenever I meet a new person, I always feel a need to prove myself, but it's not like, hey, you're feeling me out? I want to feel you out too. Maybe
Oh.
I don't like what I'm feeling and I would rather not talk to you. You know what I
Ooh.
mean? But
Yeah.
obviously there needs to be that balance between feeling someone out and like not giving a fuck and respect.
Feeling someone out.
Yeah, like I'm everyone I meet, I'm obviously going to respect them. That's just common
Yeah.
courtesy. Like you just respect them, but obviously I'm not gonna go head over heels and throw everything I have into making this per like just being a people pleaser. Like there needs to be that that line between respecting someone and being a people pleaser, and I would like to find that line. But yeah, overall, I just hope that the next year in store for us is good, and I hope that it's successful, and I hope it's happy for both me and Derek, everyone that we know. And yeah.
You excited?
Fuck, I'm nervous, bro.
It's the first time I've been excited. I feel like it's a fresh start, and I feel like I'm going into the year very optimistic and happy.
Damn, you know, I was
And
actually
I'm excited.
this is why you like inspire me to be a better person. Like
Thank you.
I would like to I would like to do that as well. Maybe instead of being sort of mundane with it. I would maybe like to go in it as a fresh start, a good wipe of the mind, freshen up. Like, you know, when there's a new semester in school and you
Yeah.
just feel good and you feel optimistic, like, hey, maybe I won't fall behind this time. Maybe it's that. And I would like to go at it maybe with more of that perspective
Yeah.
of more hopefulness than just all of the work and stress that I'm gonna have to overcome. But yeah,
All character development, man.
it's literally
We're going
just
to
character,
develop
yeah.
into insane humans. Static. Is that the correct term?
I think so.
Hope so.
Yeah, fucking,
But yeah.
overall, oh, everyone, thank you so much for listening. I hope you
was
had, oh yeah, you go, you go.
sorry, it was it's not static. Static is someone who remains the same. It's
Dude, I'm doing the
dynamic.
outro.
It's
I'm doing the
dynamic.
outro.
My bad.
But overall, thank you everyone for listening. Truly, thank you, thank you. Derek, once again, thank you for coming onto the show today. This guy's basically just the extra, the other host at this point.
I'm like Robin to your Batman.
I thought you were gonna say Robin Scherbatsky to your Ted Mosby. I was like, hey, I don't know if we're
To
there yet, bro.
the
I don't know if we're there yet.
Marshall to your
But
Lily.
yeah, bro. But everyone, thank you so much. I hope that 2022 is a very good year for you, as I hope that it is for ourselves as well. Thank you so much for listening. Derek, thank you for coming on the show.
Course, pleasure.
If you wanna find if you wanna, get closer to the Beer Sauce family, make sure to follow us on Instagram.
Beer sauce, BERSOSPODCAST, Beer Sauce Podcast.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for listening. Again, I feel sad ending an episode,
I know,
but
right?
it just feels weird, bro. Like, I just don't. I
It's like
wish.
when you have a good time
Yeah.
and then you have to leave and it's sad. It's like an exchange student leaving. Without you, my friend. We're gonna get
Okay.
copyrighted. We're gonna get
Fuck, dude.
copyrighted.
Oh my god, I have to gabagoo that out. But yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Peace out, everyone. Should
Peace
we
out,
do that? Should we
everybody.
do the thing?
Yep.
First
On go.
of the year.
Three, two,
Two, one.
one, go. Ah!
Wait,
Whoa,
fuck,
shit.
dude. Okay, not okay, on go, on go.
Back
One.
one.
What? Sorry, you just glitched out. What?
Like three, two, one, and then you do it. No go. I don't
Okay,
know why
okay,
I said
okay, okay,
go.
okay, okay. Three, two, one.
Ah.
Fuck, dude. You waited. You waited. It's the Discord delay. It's the
Oh my
Discord delay.
God.
Okay, okay, okay.
Send it.
Okay, fuck it. Peace out, guys.
Beer sauce.